calling Dorothy Jane with eSystem South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. I had an interesting conversation today with my friend, and he brought up James 3. And allow me to read it. Verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in meekness, the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy, selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace to those who make peace. You know, the idea of reconciliation is the idea of making peace. It is something that requires you to be open to reason and full of mercy. And of course, also in James, it's the show me your faith by my works. And you know, my work right now is to pursue reconciliation. I'm trying to be open to reason and full of mercy. And I'm hoping this will be bi-directional. So please, I know it's hard to get past the censors and so forth. But again, I'm putting this, in front of you as hopefully just more additional evidence that I'm trying to follow the Lord's commands to reason together and to reconcile with my kids, with my wife, and with your dad who plugs his ears. You know, where does open to reason be consistent with, no, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm sorry, that's not following the Lord. Following the Lord is in Matthew 5:24 that I've done over and over again. It is pursuing reconciliation. I'm here, and I'm going to do that with my wife, with my children, with my father-in-law, till the day I die. And Lord willing, it will transpire. Dorothy Jane, I love you, and I'm here for you. I really do love you. Oh, let me repeat the line I made before. The person who really loves you is not your dad. It's me. I love you, Dorothy Jane.